How stereotypes of masculinity affect boys' actions. Society continues to promote a harmful idea of masculinity that influences the way boys grow up and behave. Phrases like "real men don't cry" or the belief that women prefer strong, silent men encourage a traditional view of manhood. This outdated stereotype remains widespread and still affects boys today. A major concern is the constant portrayal of tough, violent, and emotionally detached male heroes. These figures have been popular for decades, from actors like John Wayne and James Dean to modern characters in video games like Grand Theft Auto and Hatred. Popular action movies often feature cold, emotionless men who solve problems with violence. Even TV commercials push the image of real men as those who drive fast cars, drink whiskey, and treat women poorly. These messages influence boys to mimic these behaviors by binge drinking, picking fights, driving under the influence, and engaging in casual sex. Research has even shown a connection between such behavior and the influence of macho male stereotypes. A nationwide survey in 1995 asked boys aged 15 to 19 about their views on masculinity and their actions. Participants were asked if they agreed with statements like "a guy loses respect if he talks about his problems." They were also questioned about their experiences with drugs and unprotected sex. The results revealed that boys who strongly believed in traditional masculine ideas were more likely to use drugs and pressure others into risky sexual activity. Boys' developmental differences affect their school performance. Boys tend to develop certain skills later than girls, which can cause them to struggle in school and act out. For example, when teachers read to young children, girls usually pay attention quietly, while boys often get restless and fool around. One reason for this behavior is that boys mature at a slower pace than girls. Psychologist Diane Halpern explains that biological differences are a major cause of this. For example, girls' brains develop faster, with connections between neurons forming more quickly. This is why girls often perform better in early education, learning basic skills like reading, counting, and identifying objects faster than boys. As a result, boys make up 50 to 80% of children with learning disabilities. This developmental lag can make boys feel less capable, which may cause them to act out in school. Some researchers suggest that putting 8-year-old boys in classes with 6-year-old girls might help, as both would be at a similar developmental stage. Another area where boys are slower to develop is impulse control. This delay can lead to problems in school, including hyperactivity and trouble staying still. Studies show that boys are 2 to 4 times more likely than girls to show signs of hyperactivity. For example, a study of kindergarten children in Tennessee found that 4% of boys showed hyperactive behavior, compared to only 1% of girls. Montessori schools, which focus on self-motivated learning, have come up with a solution. They created exercise corners where kids can jump rope and burn off extra energy, helping reduce disruptions in class. School environments shape boys' emotional behavior. Schools can be a harsh environment for boys, often forcing them to shut down emotionally and put up walls. If you observe teenage boys, you'll see they often try to fit in by watching the same shows, reading the same comics, or wearing similar clothes. But this isn't just about following trends, it's a survival tactic to cope with the tough school environment. For boys who aren't popular, life can be especially cruel. One boy, for example, had his classmates tease him on his birthday by forgetting his name while singing "Happy Birthday," and they served him a block of ice covered in frosting instead of a cake. The locker room is another harsh spot, where bullying often happens, like bullies urinating on a boy's clothes or shampoo. Some boys even avoid using the bathroom because they're scared of being shoved into a urinal or bullied. This constant cruelty makes many boys live in fear and become emotionally distant. While it might seem like boys get along, most are nervous and aware of how easily they could be the next target. Even the popular or bullying boys understand that one wrong move or moment of weakness can quickly put them at the bottom of the social hierarchy. As a result, many boys participate in this cruel behavior to avoid becoming the victim. Even if they don't personally dislike the person being picked on, it's safer to be the one doing the bullying rather than being the one targeted. This creates an environment where boys learn to be emotionally guarded, hide their true feelings, and not trust anyone. The importance of fathers in a young man's life. Having an emotionally involved father can lead to a better life for young men. In the past, raising children was mainly considered the mother's responsibility. Even in psychological research, studies mostly focused on the mother-child relationship, while the father's role was often overlooked. This issue was highlighted in a 1998 article in the New York Times. Around the same time, research into the father-child relationship began to grow. In May 1998, the journal Demography published a special issue focused on the father's role in the family. The research found that boys with active fathers did better in school, were more emotionally stable, and had better careers later in life. The most important factor in determining how much a person earned at age 27 was how often their father attended parent-teacher meetings. An involved father is crucial for any child's growth, but it's especially important for boys. A 1998 study by the University of North Carolina supports these findings. It showed that when fathers are emotionally present and close to their families, their children are less likely to engage in delinquent or harmful behaviors. Boys, in particular, tend to commit these acts more often. The study also found that involved fathers give their sons special attention, which is vital for their emotional well-being. Since boys take longer to mature and need guidance about relationships, fathers can be key role models, helping them develop empathy and teaching them how to build healthy relationships with women. The role of physical affection between mothers and sons. Physical affection between mothers and sons can be awkward, especially as boys get older. It's normal for boys to feel embarrassed when their mom tries to hug or kiss them in front of their friends. As they grow and discover the world, physical contact with their moms can make them uncomfortable. However, while teenage boys may avoid hugs, mothers can also feel uneasy about showing affection, even though their sons still seek comfort. One example in the text discusses a mother who was concerned because her 13-year-old son kept climbing into her bed with his younger siblings for cuddles. Some mothers worry that too much affection might make their sons too emotional or lead them to develop an unwanted sexuality. But these worries are not true. A mother's touch is crucial for her son at any age. Experts say that physical affection is important for a child's development, and Robert Sapolsky, a neuroscientist, explains that it remains vital as they grow into young men. For example, a hug can help reduce stress and ease the discomfort that comes with growing up. A mother named Hope had a moment when her son Aaron, at age 10, stopped hugging her before going to school. Instead, he simply waved goodbye. But Aaron soon realized he missed the hugs just as much as his mom. A few days later, he asked for a hug when he got home from school, and they made this a new habit. Aaron got the comfort he needed, and both of them were content. Support isolated and depressed boys. When boys feel isolated and depressed, those close to them must offer help. A typical teenage boy who is struggling might retreat to his room and prefer video games over spending time with others, which is a common behavior. Many young men find it hard to open up about their emotions, and this can cause them to withdraw and isolate themselves. Take Martin, for instance. Growing up, he felt incredibly lonely. His father was harsh and always critical, while his mother was emotionally unavailable and focused more on his sisters. At school, Martin had no real friends, just acquaintances. This pushed him to spend more time alone, where he could dwell on his negative thoughts. He would sometimes sit by the window, watching the world go by while feeling trapped in his lonely bubble. Many young men experience similar emotional struggles, and they need help from those who care about them before the situation worsens. Unfortunately, asking for help is often seen as a sign of weakness, and they may feel embarrassed about opening up. Loved ones should recognize the signs of depression and offer their support. Sadly, these issues are often ignored because people assume it's just a normal part of growing up. While it's normal for teenagers to want some privacy and independence, it's important to notice when a young man begins pulling away from friends and stays in a gloomy mood for long periods. In such cases, a parent or close relative should consider getting professional help. Boys and the high risk of teenage suicide. Boys are at a higher risk of suicide during their teenage years, and it's important to take any signs of distress seriously. Many people believe that boys are naturally strong and able to handle difficult situations. However, the statistics on teen suicide tell a different story. Although more girls attempt suicide, boys make up the majority of deaths. In 1997, American National Health statistics showed that 1,890 suicides occurred among people aged 15 to 19, and 1,625 of these were boys, which is about 86%. The numbers are also troubling for younger boys. Of the 330 suicides in the 10 to 14 age group, 253 were boys or 77%. These numbers should be alarming, but what can we do to help? It's crucial to recognize any signs of distress and take them seriously, as boys are often overlooked when they ask for help. Keith, a troubled boy, serves as an example. The author of this text was a counselor at Keith's school, where Keith passed a note to his classmates saying he was planning to jump from a bridge that afternoon. Two students brought this note to the author's attention, and he immediately spoke to Keith. Although Keith denied his plans, the author insisted on telling his parents. When Keith's parents were informed, they thought it was just a bad joke and didn't even want to visit the school. Eventually, they came but still didn't view the note as a serious cry for help, even though Keith's father had a history of depression. Sadly, after transferring to a different school, Keith took his life. It was only after his death that his parents understood the deep pain their son was going through. Emotional development in men and their relationships. Emotional challenges often make it difficult for men to have healthy relationships, but this can improve with time. There's a well-known stereotype of a man who acts cold and uses women, only to disappear afterward despite promising to stay in touch. But this doesn't mean he's not an emotional person. The problem is that many young men struggle with understanding their feelings, which can get in the way of having successful relationships with women. Take Jerry, for example, who was 13 when he first fell in love. He was a romantic, and he and his girlfriend would find private spots to be together. This continued for 3 years until the girl told him she had been with someone else. Jerry couldn't deal with the pain and, instead of expressing his emotions, afterward, Jerry acted like he didn't care and said he never wanted to see the girl again, but he never truly dealt with his feelings. This emotional avoidance caused problems in his future relationships, and to protect himself from being hurt again, he only pursued casual sex. Fortunately, men usually develop better emotional understanding as they grow older, particularly when they reach their 30s. Jeff's story is an example of this. In his younger years, he was known for using women just to sleep with them. If he started developing feelings for a woman, he would push her away by either ignoring her or being rude. But most men change this behavior by their 30s. Much like how many criminals stop their illegal activities at this age, most men stop emotionally and sexually manipulating women by the time they are in their 30s. Jeff eventually became a loving husband and a father who was able to connect with his emotions. Key points. 1. The society promotes harmful ideas of masculinity that affect how boys grow up. 2. Boys often struggle in school due to slower developmental growth compared to girls. 3. Harsh school environments force boys to hide their emotions and act tough. 4. An involved father helps boys do better in school and lead healthier lives. 5. Physical affection from mothers is important for boys' emotional growth. 6. Boys are at a higher risk of depression and suicide, so we must offer support. 7. Emotional struggles can affect men's relationships, but they improve with age.